Good afternoon, mostly cloudy skies and an overall dampness persisting across interior New York and New England as what's left of a disturbance will continue to roll through the region. So sunshine will be at a premium today. Some folks will get a little bit, especially from I-90 and points south, with clouds hanging on tough across the northern tier of New York and New England. Still, we'll have a southwesterly wind flow increasing throughout the day. And this will allow temperatures to climb into the upper 50s and in some cases where we do get some sun up toward the 60-degree mark. As this system pushes through overnight tonight, high pressure will build in and the wind will shift around to the northwest to produce a clearing trend. It'll be breezy and chilly overnight with temperatures back into the 30s. This will set us up for a mostly sunny day tomorrow, but with high pressure still building in, a stiff northwesterly wind at times gusting over 20 and even 30 miles per hour. This chilly breeze will offset the strong April sun and leave us in the upper 40s to around 50 for afternoon highs. Around the backside of this high pressure center, we'll see the southwesterly wind flow kick back in on Thursday and Friday. So we'll look for a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs back into the lower 60s. The next front will arrive on Friday night and linger into Saturday morning with a few showers, then increasing sunshine Saturday afternoon and highs bouncing back into the lower 60s. Lower to mid-60s with a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather on Sunday. By Monday of next week, we'll watch the next front approach with an even stronger southwesterly wind flow pushing temperatures up toward the 70-degree mark. However, by the end of the day, there's a chance of a few scattered showers or thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, flood watches have been issued for coastal sections of New England from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, north through Bar Harbor and Eastport, Maine. Rainfall of around an inch and locally as much as 1.5 inches is expected through today. The combination of that heavy rainfall and snowmelt may cause flooding on rivers, small creeks, and possibly low-lying areas. Ponding of water is also expected on roads, especially in areas where drainage systems may be clogged by ice or debris. Rivers in this region still have ice, and that may begin to move, so ice jams would also present a flood threat today. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Thermal and Death Valley, both in California, to a low of 3 at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and breezy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm in the mid-60s. Boston cloudy and breezy with showers in the lower 60s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with rain and highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees. The average low, 35. The record high, 88, set in 1929. And the record low, 19, in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:29 p.m., 13 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy today with showers and areas of fog and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Clearing, breezy, and cooler tonight in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with showers today, perhaps some sunshine later this afternoon with highs in the lower 60s. Clearing, breezy, and cooler tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy today with showers and areas of fog with highs in the mid 50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with showers today, perhaps some sunshine later on in the afternoon with highs near 60. Clearing, breezy, and cooler tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy today with showers and areas of fog with highs in the upper 50s. Clearing, breezy, cooler tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and cool in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday, milder, lower 60s. A morning shower on Saturday, then increasing sunshine, lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild, lower to mid-60s Sunday. And a mix of sun and clouds on Monday with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs right around 70 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.